Philadelphia is equipping all of the city's patrol officers with body cameras over the next 4 years. It's a move celebrated by reformers and police alike as a step toward greater accountability. But as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, city officials used an unusual process for completing the deal, and that has other body camera companies saying the city is playing favorites.
This story starts in 2014.
In the aftermath of Ferguson, this question caught fire. Should every cop in America wear a body camera? Amplifying that debate, the deaths of Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, Walter Scott, Freddie Gray, Sandra Blair.
Shortly after this, Philly joined the body camera movement by launching a pilot program. Officers in North Philly were testing out an array of cameras in the field, including some from Taser. When officials expanded the pilot, they bought more cameras from Taser. They did this without asking others to compete, and that was controversial. Now, documents obtained by WHYY show that the city has given Taser a $12.5 million deal to provide 4,000 patrol cops with body cameras. They won the business with no competition.
We felt that it was all roads were leading to Taser.
Ellen Madelman Kaplan is the city's chief integrity officer. She admits this deal might not look great. Here's why. Usually when big-dollar city contracts are handed out, companies compete with one another and the lowest bidder wins, since this is taxpayer money we're talking about after all. But in this situation, there was no local bidding. Why? Because while the pilot program was underway, Taser acquired a company that managed digital evidence. Philly happened to use that system, and Taser made it so that only Taser cameras could download the system's updates. Here's Philadelphia's first deputy managing director, Brian Abernathy.
And we admit that they were very calculating in their approach.
But Peter Austin Orang has another way of describing Taser buying the digital evidence company. He runs Wolfcom, which also makes body cameras.
This is what Taser does. They try to get a customer stuck into their system.
He said he wanted to make the city an offer better than Taser's, but never got a chance to.
The citizens of Philadelphia will pay their tax dollars. They hire these people to run the city and to wisely spend their money, not to give business without a bid to a friend.
Taser's actually officially changed its name to Axon after the company's most popular body camera. Here's spokesman Steve Tuttle on acquiring the digital evidence firm to expand its cloud storage product called Evidence.com.
We're always looking for opportunities. This is how you do business. You have to seize the day.
For the company formerly known as Taser, it has paid off. It sold nearly 85% more body cameras last year compared to 2015. That's $65 million in sales. There are nearly 50 other companies that make body cameras, but the Taser company has cornered the market. Some of their strategies have courted controversy. They've coached cities on how to work around government contracting rules to win no-bid deals. They've flown city officials for all-expense-paid trips to conferences and to their facilities. In Philly, actually, they offered to pay for the city's technology department to come to Seattle for a facility tour, but the city declined. Axon spokesman Tuttle says that wasn't an attempt to lobby the city.
There's no influence on that side. It's information gathering and sharing knowledge.
Sitting in his office in City Hall, Brian Abernathy emphasizes that lobbying efforts did not influence the $12 million deal.
I've never met a Taser official, first of all, and this was my decision.
City Integrity Chief Ellen Madelman Kaplan says had she heard about any shady offers, the Taser company would not have landed the deal.
Nobody came to me and said, Taser wants to take me to dinner or drive or take me to the Super Bowl. That didn't happen.
Independent contracting consultant Mike Purdy says Philly's not alone in finding creative ways around competitive bidding.
Government agencies do it in order to save themselves time.
He says sometimes common bidding rules can get in the way of quickly fulfilling a political promise. In this case, Mayor Jim Kenney's pledge to have citywide body cameras. Philly got the body cameras for $400 apiece. Each camera's accessories and supportive hardware, though, cost thousands more. And the annual cost of storing all the footage they capture, at least $60,000 a year. Hard to say whether or not that's a good deal, but Abernathy insists that it is.
We are very good at penny pinching in order to get the best product that we can, and I think that's what we've done.
Under the plan, 500 additional Philly cops will get cameras every 6 months until all patrol officers have them. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.